The beginning of summer is traditionally a time of transition for many people. In the military, this was the time in which families were preparing to move from one station to another. And it was always very interesting to interact with those families when I was serving in the military. Because although they were still living in that particular location where they'd been for a year, two, or three, or more, and their kids were still in that school, and the service member was still in that particular job, once they receive orders, once they receive notification that they're moving, whether it be across the country or across the planet, they begin to, in many ways, mentally already move to that new location. They're already thinking about, where are my kids going to go to school? Where are we going to live? Which church are we going to? Where are we going to find community? How far away or how close will we be to our friends and our family in that new location? So although they were physically still in one location, mentally, they were far away, both in space and time. We see this also in almost every community in our nation today, especially with kids getting ready to finish school for the year, especially those who are preparing to graduate, either be from high school or college. We see these seniors, they may still be taking exams or preparing for finals or getting ready for graduation or something like that, but mentally they are somewhere else. They're already in the middle of summer. They're already with their friends, or many of them, they're already thinking about college. Who their roommate might be, which classes they're going to take, and things like that. So physically, they're still finishing up school, but mentally, they are several months ahead and maybe several hundred miles or even thousands of miles far removed from their actual location. And the same thing happens to us in this particular part of the Easter season as we prepare to finish out Easter time. Today we celebrate the ascension of our Lord, Jesus Christ. He's ascended into heaven. He is the head of the mystical body of Christ. We who are members of Holy Mother Church, we are part of the mystical body of Christ. And Jesus Christ is that head. Well, the head of our body is in heaven. He's in heaven. He's waiting for us. And in the scriptures, especially in the New Testament, we're encouraged to live as if we're already in heaven. Although we're still living in this world, Jesus himself is asking us to live as if we're already with him in heaven. It's kind of like a spiritual schizophrenia or multiple personality syndrome, right? We're living in this world, but we're already mentally and spiritually living in heaven. How many times do we hear throughout the scriptures? We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We're living in this world, but we do not belong to this world. This world is not my home. This world is not your home. If you are a Christian, if you are a Catholic, this world is not your home. And on Ascension Sunday, we are reminded of that theological fact. Our home is with Jesus Christ, who is already in heaven. I personally think that it's difficult to live in this world and not be consumed by the desires and the things, the ideas, the philosophies of this world. Let's face it, as soon as you leave those doors after Mass, the world is going to be inundating you with these ideas of being comfortable in this world. Have all the money, the things, the people, the wealth, the power, whatever you need to be warm and fuzzy in this world. Just make it your home. But as Christians, we have to remember that our home is in heaven. It's in heaven. And so our Lord in his great providence gives us through the church some helps to encourage us, to remind us, and to help us live in this world as if we belong to heaven. St. Augustine, writing about 1,500 years ago, writes a beautiful homily, a beautiful sermon on the ascension of our Lord. And for those of us who read the pray the office of the readings, it was the reading in the office of readings this morning. And in that, he says, let us strive to live as if we're already in heaven, using the virtues of faith, hope, and love. So when you were baptized, whether you remember this or not, when you were baptized, you received the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. And just think about those. You know, faith in God and hope in the resurrection from the dead and our own ascension into heaven, being brought into heaven by our Lord, and love, the great love that God has for us and the love that he's asking us to love him back with and love ourselves and our brothers and sisters. So those three theological virtues which you received at baptism are going to assist you in realizing that this world is not the end-all be-all. We also have assistance through the sacraments of Holy Mother Church. You receive those three theological virtues in the sacrament of Holy Baptism, and baptism unlocked your soul to receive the other graces, the sanctifying grace which God desires to give to you every time you receive a sacrament. You're receiving this particular grace to live in this world, but at the same time, not belonging to the world. So we receive this grace, especially, I think, in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. And whenever you're at Holy Mass and the priest elevates the host, which just seconds earlier had been just regular bread, but through transubstantiation becomes substantially, physically, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When the priest elevates that host, it's as if it's a window. It's a window for us into eternity. The Eucharist is the meeting point between heaven and earth. It's the wedding banquet of heaven. That's the Eucharistic feast. It's very plain in Hebrews and Scriptures and also in John 6. So whenever we look at the Eucharist, whenever we gaze on the Eucharist, we're gazing into heaven. We're looking at the bread of angels, Jesus Christ. An incredible and powerful reminder that our home, it's not here. It's not here. So the church offers us some helps in the forms of the giving us the virtues through baptism, and also the sacramental grace, the sanctifying grace through the sacraments of the church to live out this vocation to be in this world, but not of this world. I also like to have some physical reminders in my own life just to remind me daily about this and theological fact. For example, when I first came here, many of you asked me where my home is. You asked where my home is. And the response I gave to you was not a direct answer, was it? I said, well, I was born in Alaska. I was raised in Kellogg, Idaho. And I've lived all over the world. And I belong to the Diocese of Spokane, Washington. And some of you said, but Father, where's your home? My response was, I don't have a home on this earth. And I started telling people that 10 years ago in 2012 when both my parents died, I realized that I don't have a home on this earth. And so for the past 10 years, honestly, for the past 10 years, I've never once named any geographical location on the planet Earth as my home in the last 10 years. It's a great conversation starter for catechesis, I think, too, for people, and to remind them that our home as Christians, as baptized Christians, our home is in heaven. It's not on this planet. Another practical way, a physical reminder I use in my life to remind me of this is the checks I have for my checking account. If I was to write you a check, which I'm probably not going to, but if I was to write you a check, if you were to look in the upper left-hand corner of the check, I'm being completely honest. If you were to look in the upper left-hand corner of the check, you'll see my name. And where most people will put their address, either their mailing address or their physical address and their phone number. And remember 30 years ago where we'd put our social security numbers on checks? Not anymore. But most people, if you look at the check, in the upper left-hand corner of the check, it's their name, their physical address, their mailing address, their phone number. You'll see my name. And right under it, right under my name, you'll see these words in bold, capitalized letters. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Right under my name. And right under those words, you will see two scripture references. One is from Matthew, in which Jesus says, you cannot serve both God and mammon. You cannot serve God and money. And the second verse is a reference to Paul's letter to the Philippians, in which he says, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a reminder to me whenever I'm dealing with the temporal realities of the world, you know, money, things like that, possessions, these are temporary. These are temporary. And so when I'm managing the temporal realities of this world, these scripture verses remind me that this is temporary. I'm not here to serve possessions or things or people or money. My home is in heaven. My citizenship is in heaven, and from it I await a Savior. And for you as well, your citizenship, your home is in heaven, and from it you await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. These things help me, and I think that they can help you too, to realize, to live in this world, remembering that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're living in it, but in terms of space and time, our minds and hearts are already in a very different place. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.